Turning to sports now on KNKX, the FBI investigation into a college admission scandal has drawn in three Pac-12 conference schools. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says it seems to be the start of the erosion of college credibility. Coaches and athletic officials at three Pac-12 schools, UCLA, USC, and Stanford, were identified by the FBI as participating in this scandal. Art, is there an indication of more to come?
Well, they said it's an ongoing investigation, and so I expect that we're going to hear more charges. I did see a report this week that said that at least 750 families are involved in this side door admissions scandal. 50 were indicted this week. So it appears there's going to be a lot more activity on this front, and we don't know yet who else is involved. So far, there's been no mention of the University of Washington or Washington State, but really, who knows?
What are the coaches and athletic officials accused of doing in this scam?
Well, there's a couple of corrupt methodologies they were using. One is to try to doctor the SAT scores by either substituting the student with a ringer to take the test, or once the test has been taken by the student, to have the grades changed. So they actually bribed the graders of the tests, as well as maybe some of the proctors who were identifying the students. And the other way they were manipulating outcomes was to do things like photoshopping the students' faces on the bodies of athletes. Now, one important point here is that these were not students who were pursuing athletic scholarships. They were students who were going to walk on and try to supposedly be part of an athletic team. So it isn't an NCAA scandal per se, but it is the fraudulent use of information or identities to gain admission by students who were otherwise unqualified.
What's the root problem here?
Well, the biggest part of this is it's a corruption of the mission statement of universities, and they are gaming the system. They are cutting corners. They are doing all sorts of things to gain admission to universities who were supposed to have a standard. The schools and the admissions people and the athletic departments are claiming ignorance. Well, wait a minute. Is it better to use ignorance as an excuse for your innocence? I don't think so. I think this is something that goes to the heart of the corruption and the venality, I think, of big-time college athletics. It's a complete betrayal of everything I've ever seen about college sports and college in general.
And you've been able to get reaction to this scandal locally.
Well, I did talk to Mike Hopkins, the University of Washington men's basketball coach, and I asked him, I said, have you ever in your experience, either at Washington or previously at Syracuse or in your national basketball experience, heard of bribery for athletic department officials, or is this a complete and total surprise? And he says, oh, well, this was a complete and total surprise. I was the only one to ask him the question because I wanted to find out what his response was. And he said, when I first looked at the story, I thought this was about the college basketball recruiting scandal. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, he can't keep his scandal straight.
Right.
You know, I'm not blaming Hopkins, but I'm just saying a real question here is, who is monitoring the colleges? Is it going to take the FBI drawing their guns at 6 a.m. on the doorstep of a Hollywood actress to monitor these enterprises? And that's the scary thing, is that really no one is accepting responsibility, no one is in charge, and I don't think this is the highest and best use of the FBI.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.